Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season episode 57. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
I'm telling you this right now. I said last week on the show, a dollar to every single listener if I cough once during the episode. I'm telling you, before we get going, that deal is off the table.
Hey, I feel like I would win that $1.5 billion lottery if we got a dollar for every Drab cough.
And thanks to the Stallion for editing the show last week. I think yes, I coughed 1,000 times.
Oh my Thank God. You.
And he cleaned a lot of it up.
How many did you count?
Well, I was here until 8 o'clock after a 6:30 show, editing out coughs. Oh. And it's only an hour show.
I feel bad for you.
It's fine. It happens, you know.
What kind of back pay are we going to give Stallion?
Same kind of pay we get for the show. 100% of our salary.
That's funny.
It's fine. I'll take it.
Hey, someone's got to clean up this candy around here.
No.
I know. I noticed that Valdez, welcome back from vacation, Valdez.
Thank you.
It was a long week without you. I noticed that Valdez, he didn't come back from vacation ready to get in shape and lift weights and cut him up season, because I've seen him digging into that candy all day today.
I had a Jolly Rancher. And 2 packs of Starbursts.
It's hard to say no.
They're the mini Starbursts. So 4 total Starbursts, 1 Jolly Rancher.
Why don't we clean it up? It's been sitting there for 2 days. Giant bags. Everybody knows that in your workplace, you got the same thing. We can't walk by this 1,000 times a day and not pick at it.
Yep. And it's a sugar high. It's silly.
And then there's also full-size candy bars, too, in another bag.
Dipped into any of the full-size
ones? Of course I have. Well, I mean, look at me. I have to.
We're a full-size show.
We are a full-size show.
King size.
Yeah.
I'm also over the full-size candy bar conversation.
Yeah,
it's so played out. Can we just move on?
If you're an adult and you're posting pictures of your of your Halloween bin and your full size candy bars or your full packs of Skittles, you're an attention seeker.
You really are. But why? I've never understood something. Why do you need to give out the full size candy bar?
Because it's unlimited. Be
I know, but it's unlimited candies
of
out
course.
There. All you have to do is apply yourself.
Of course. You want to know why? It's because they have a self esteem problem. Right? It's because these people were not praised their entire lives, and so now they want to be praised by an 8-year-old that they gave out king-size Reese's cup.
I'm saying this as an adult, as a 40-year-old candy connoisseur. I don't want full-size candy bars, right? Like, I wouldn't want 30 Snicker bars sitting out there. I like to pick and eat little nibbles of everything going out there. I think the fun size is greater than the full size.
Of course, because it's like you're at a buffet. And so instead of just getting one big steak dinner with your Baby Ruth bar, you get a buffet of different candies. You get to have your Milk Duds. You get to have your Dots, your Smarties, your Three Musketeers.
Yeah, I have in my house right now, because I went trick-or-treating with my girls, I have more Snicker bite-size, fun-size, whatever you call them, bars than I know what to do with. I probably have hundreds of these dumb things. Why do I need a full-size Snicker?
You don't need one at all.
I feel like you kind of do, though. Like, why not? There's a little more for everyone then. But I like that.
Nobody's saying, I wish I had more Halloween candy.
I mean, God,
get rid of this damn Halloween candy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm already sick of it.
The problem with the fun size is I convince myself that it's little and minuscule and not as many calories.
I will say that is the point.
But then I ended up eating like 10 packs of these fun size Skittles, and it's 1,000 calories.
I know, but you feel better about yourself.
No, I don't. I feel good.
The fact that I reached into the candy bin 3 times that
I know. But you spread it out. There's no chance I would ever eat 3 full-size candy bars in 1 day, right? But I'm at least doing that with all the fun size stuff I'm eating.
But I would eat, like, it just doesn't make sense. So the fun size, it adds up. It doesn't fill you up after a time. I just keep on eating it.
I know, we've been destroying it.
You're just telling yourself, oh, it's fun size.
What did you guys give out this year? What candies did you buy at Walgreens to give out?
Oh, well, since I was on vacation, I didn't hand out candy. But typically, I hand out Reese's. What I do is I buy the variety pack. Like, that has Reese's in there, has Hershey's in there, and then something else. And I just put it in the bowl and I let the kids choose.
I mean, that's my parents' thing.
You don't care what kind of.
Nah, I mean, I don't have a house.
I buy candy that I would like to eat.
I don't have a house. Yeah.
Right. I know, but yeah. I only buy candy I like to eat. I'm not going to go buy that jumbo bag with the Dum Dums and the Smarties because I won't eat that. So I went and bought Paydays.
You don't love Smarties.
Yeah.
I'm a chocolate guy. Okay, I like a flavorful treat. You're just like, oh, give me a dumb sugar pill.
Hey, I get sites for those sugar pills.
I like layers. Okay, so I like the Payday. I like all the Reese's stuff.
Sophisticated palate over there.
My wife likes dumb Kit Kats, so I bought those. I don't know. I also snapped at some teenagers.
Hold on, I want to hear this.
Please excuse me. The Godfather.
Well, I told them.
The man. Hey, when are you going to run for HOA?
I know. I could. The first kid, I told, you know, if I saw you just reach in and grab a handful, I gave you a lecture.
Say save some for the others.
Yeah. I said, hey, one at a time. But these one kids answered, knocked on my door like 8:30. It was right before I turned the lights out, or 8 o'clock. Maybe it was 8:30.
Were the teenagers in a costume, or are they doing the I'm too cool for a costume, so I just show up with my knapsack and you give me candy?
That's what it was.
Oh, well, so they shut the door in their face.
Four teenagers showed up wearing sweatpants. No costume, no effort whatsoever.
Did you say, what are you supposed to be?
No, I answered the door and I looked at these guys.
Besides a loser?
This is what I said. I said, come on, boys. These costumes suck. All right. And they apparently nobody had told them that all night. And they looked shook. And I said, I'm going to give you candy. But I said, next year when you come back, if you do this again, you better be dressed up. And then my neighbor walked up like 5 seconds ago and he goes, hey, what'd you say to those guys? They were really shook up. They were saying that you screamed at them. I got size.
Hey, that is a short-tempered drag
over here.
You're developing a reputation in that community.
I know, because you know why I was a little bit lick? It's because it was the end of the Payday stash. Oh. And I was looking forward to those paydays for myself.
Yeah.
And these overweight teenagers came by, cleaned me out, and didn't even put any costumes on. So I let them have it a little bit.
I don't blame you. I hate that. Why? Like, if you're not going to put on a costume, don't go trick-or-treating.
What's your cutoff for trick-or-treating?
Like,
the age?
Age?
Freshman in high school?
No. I don't. Oh, you mean for myself or, like, if I'm handing out candy?
For both. When did you stop?
I stopped, I think, after my freshman or sophomore year of high school.
I think that's about the time you start.
Well, by the time you're a sophomore, you're just kind of walking around with someone's stolen bottle of booze.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Valdez is just, he lived a different life than me. I mean, I don't remember just walking the streets drinking a bottle of booze as a freshman in high
brown
school.
Brown bag, you know, like
on a random Wednesday evening.
Sophomore.
All right. Well, I don't think most sophomores aren't drinking either.
15-year-old.
You develop quickly in
junior
Pasadena.
And senior years. I think for most kids, when they drink more, especially senior year, of course, there's kids that are more advanced, but
sophomores, you start going to your first parties and everything. You have kids who are older that drive you around.
I smoked pot first time as a sophomore.
See? Same.
I think I smoked pot before I smoked or before
tobacco?
I drank. Before
oh.
I drank. No, of course.
Do you parsley out of your parents' cupboard and roll it in computer paper?
Yeah. Do you know what I miss? I miss smoking cigarettes. I wish cigarettes would come back. Did anyone when you guys were like drinking? I never smoked them like on the hill with the emo kids at school or anything like that.
I mean, I like a good cigarette. Who doesn't like one?
I have fond memories of sitting on the stoop at high school parties or at ASU smoking cigarettes.
They were big in college. They weren't big in high school.
Yeah. I think my senior year with a lot of those house parties. cigarettes were. We were.
I remember when you could smell the bathroom smoked up.
Yeah.
That was always entertaining, but I put the tobacco in my mouth, not in my lungs.
Oh, I actually have a theory for you guys. We're going to get into some of the junkie stuff here, but since we're talking about drinking, I saw this story and I thought of you guys here, and it says 20% of U.S. adults die from binge drinking, study shows.
Ooh. Now, is that the health risks of binge drinking, or you're binge drinking and then it leads to you drunk driving? Or poor decision making.
Well, let's get into it. It says, before you reach for another cocktail, consider this. Binge drinking is to blame for 20% of deaths of American adults between the ages of 20 and 49 over a recent 4-year period. Excessive alcohol is the leading preventable cause of premature death that can ailments such as heart disease, cancer, unintentional injury, and liver disease. Okay. So this is clearly alluding to other issues that might happen from binge drinking. But it got me thinking.
Binge drinking is very bad.
Because Lindsey John brought up something this week to me.
I was doing a Jaquan thing.
You're fine. Lindsey John brought up something to me this week that brought me back to high school. And I know it will bring you guys back too.
We specialize in this.
What do we say we're about? We're all about porn and nostalgia. Yeah.
Combine those together.
Those are our topics.
Those are our fastballs. And those are our thermostat talk. Nostalgia is our thermostat talk.
So that made me thinking of what Lindsey John told me earlier this week or last week when he was telling me about his prom. Now, I don't want to get him in trouble, okay? Oh. In fact, I know for a fact that Lindsey John does not drink alcohol because he was the designated driver at his prom. And I think some kids got in trouble for drinking. There were pictures. I don't know exactly what happened.
Pictures got out.
It happens at every high school every single year. So actually, I give Lindsey John props. He is not interested at all about drinking alcohol. But he told me that at their party that I guess went to 4 a.m. The after party for homecoming.
Hey, look how big my smile is.
That one of his friends, they had to call his mommy, right? Because they thought he was dying of alcohol poisoning.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, hey, that little turd got to get his stomach pumped.
So I think his buddy Sam, right? They called mommy.
Hey, I can't think of anything more masculine.
I know.
I can't get used. Hey, talk about a buzzkill at your party.
Total buzzkill.
Timmy's got to go get his stomach pumped by the paramedics.
So this got me thinking, Valdez. They called his mom. His mom took him to the emergency room.
Oh,
I'm assuming this little bastard got a stomach pump.
He probably weighs 140 pounds.
The first thing I thought of when he told me that was my memories of high school of people passing out and having to go to the hospital because to get their stomach pumped. And it's always the same thing. The people around them, the other high school kids, all go into a panic when the one kid passes out.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right. And they think that they're dying of alcohol poisoning.
Yep. No.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Is anyone, and this is might be the stupidest thing I've ever said, is anyone actually dying of alcohol poisoning?
Like where you drink so much booze that your blood poisons yourself?
Yes.
No.
This is wouldn't you think that college kids would be dying all over the country of alcohol poisoning?
No. Here's your concern. All right, is if I'm at this party and I see somebody pass out from drinking so much?
Yeah.
What you do is you have to roll them on their stomach,
right? So they don't choke on their own vomit.
Yes. So they don't puke while they're unconscious, and then choke on their own puke and asphyxiate themselves.
But why does every high school kid think their friend is dying from drinking too much alcohol?
Because in 2022, every kid is super fearful. And
it's not a 2022 thing. This has been going on, I think, for decades.
Of course.
Because it's happened to you and me.
Yes.
All right.
No, people would rather die than have their mom find out.
So this is my
when I'm at a party, you would rather die on Mike Haynes' basement floor.
Yeah, but when you
instead of my dad knowing what I'm doing.
When you first start drinking, you don't know any better. So when you were 15, right, you didn't know you don't really know any better. You just hear of alcohol poisoning and people dying. but nobody actually knows anybody that died of alcohol poisoning.
You know, it might be one of those fairy tales.
They scare you.
Yeah. They scare you into not drinking. Don't drink too much. You'll die of alcohol poisoning.
It's like saying, not even once, don't smoke pot because it's a gateway drug, right?
Yeah. If you smoke pot, your brain's going to get fried.
Because from what all my memories are is, hey, my buddy Kent drank too much. He passes out. Yeah. His body shuts down for the night. And he wakes up 6 hours later.
He might piss on himself. No, that's the worst that could happen.
I'm sure it's possible, right? I'm definitely sure it's possible. But I don't know anybody that ever died. I've never even heard of anybody actually dying of alcohol poisoning.
I'm going to Google that. Yeah, let's Google that right now.
No, I know there's biddies that are listening right now saying Drab is so stupid. He's the dumbest person alive.
Drab also doesn't believe in herpes.
I don't believe that. I always thought herpes was a myth.
That's the sexual alcohol poisoning. Is herpes.
I stand by that.
Just a cliff note in this. The difference between when a girl has alcohol poisoning, quote unquote, between a guy. Completely different. When it's like one of your buddies, Jeff or whatever, you just leave him be. You just tell him, go in the bathroom, you'll be all right. But when it's Sandra and that and her whole friend group, everyone loses their damn mind.
It was in high school usually the girls that freaked out.
Yes.
We're always leading the charge for
you can self-diagnose it. Of course you can. You're the person puking.
Look, my high school homecoming, I puked all over myself after the after party. Mm-hmm. And the next day it was all over my rented out tux. And I swear to God.
Can you imagine those poor workers at men's warehouse?
Oh no, I trashed it. I literally didn't even turn it in. I'm trying to get pictures of it. Yeah, there's
you took pictures of your
people. Well, it wasn't me, it was my friends who took pictures. I have like you could see fettuccine Alfredo just all over me. Look, I'm trying to pull it up.
Can you imagine him? I guarantee you, he's at the pre-dinner at Olive Garden, right, with all his friends going, hey guys, we need to get a solid base in our stomach.
Do you know how much
a little more bread to soak up that booze we're drinking
how
later.
How much do you think Stallion had to drink to vomit up all that pasta?
All those carbs? You have to drink like a fish in order for your body to tell you to uptook so many carbs.
Dude, I drank so much that night. I'm not gonna lie. That was the one time that I actually don't remember a thing from that night. Like past 10 o'clock. I need to pull up that picture. Let me find it.
Can you imagine him taking some garlic bread into a pile of vomit?
Here's one picture I have chugging vodka in the back of a car.
Wait, this is actually from
homecoming.
You're from homecoming your senior year?
I wasn't driving. I was in the back car. I was chugging vodka, if you can see.
Why is
the
vodka red?
It was pink lemonade Burnett's.
Okay. Yeah.
$6 vodka. No wonder you puked.
All of your blacks.
it was a bad night.
Did you end up doing the same thing for prom?
I didn't puke, but I mean, we had like a pasta dinner, of course.
We got spaghetti instead. Hey, can you imagine if your stallion's date and he's at the after party, pukes up fettuccine Alfredo, then tries to talk to you?
It was so embarrassing. So bad. But
all you can eat pasta.
Please tell me you didn't puke at the dance.
No. But after the dance, the after party.
Because you can't really drink beforehand because you can't get, that's where all the chaperones are.
Oh, God.
And you can get kicked.
Yes, you can. Are you kidding me? I was hammered.
Okay, well, that was dangerous. Yeah.
See, you had the fear of God in you or something when you're at school. Nobody cared. We were drinking gin and juice in our car. On the way down.
I did not drink before the dance. I remember because I didn't want you to get expelled or something like that. Because they were ejecting kids, you know, getting busted at the dances that I remember.
Well, here's the thing is when you are drinking at 15, by the time you're a senior, you know your limits.
It was my fake ID that got me drinks that night. I pulled it out right here
have your fake ID?
I pulled out for a couple weeks ago. You guys needed to see it. It is a silly fake ID.
Why did you
back in the day?
You used your real name. Smart.
Of course, smart. Yeah, see? Identity.
Wood
theft.
Street, Atlanta, Georgia.
Dude, I already remember the address.
From Atlanta.
555 Wood Street, Atlanta, Georgia. Fulton County, Georgia. 30305 is a zip code. I have that thing memorized. Is it right, no, Drab?
Here, let me see.
I mean, I don't know what a Georgia license looks like, but it looks pretty legit.
Never got taken legit. Away. All those nights.
Hey, he does look like a Southern frat boy.
And also, I'm wearing the same shirt in that same right
also,
now.
Stein's look the same age since the 5 years that he's worked here. Yeah.
No glasses for you tonight, Mr. Papa Giorgio.
That's a great question. Now these things ought to make me laugh. Yeah, that.
You should Drab, come on, finish it. No, I do not require that.
All right, we got to get into the junkies here a little bit. It's obviously been another big sports week with the Dan Snyder stuff and the game recap on Monday. Valdez was out, so we didn't do a lot of the sports or non-sports stuff, but that's okay because we always find stuff to talk about. And one of the things that I actually did want to mention is a mea culpa on this show. I need to apologize to JP Flame because a couple weeks ago when he started the Instagram, I mocked him on Bit Season.
You definitely mocked him.
Now
we both kind of did.
Now, part of it was because he was just into furious plug mode on the main show. And just always mentioning it, but we talked about how he was just gonna. It was just gonna be the.
It was gonna die on the vine.
It was just gonna be the moment. He was just gonna forget about it, and it would never become anything. I gotta say, JP is doing an awesome job with the Instagram. I'm digging it. He's teaming up with his daughter, who's teaching him how to use it. She's also helping out, cutting the videos, using the analytics, doing everything.
Tell him what videos are hitting, what videos.
One of the reels that he has. Or I don't know if it was on, if he posted it on Instagram, he's doing a cross thing with Facebook as well, has like 600,000 views.
What?
Yes.
What?
I don't remember.
Which one is it?
It's just one of the ones of the studio of the junkies talking about, I don't know, Dan Snyder or Heineke or something. I don't remember which one it was, but they're all doing pretty well, but they look good. And it's actually worth a follow. And I watch all the videos, and he's figured out the closed captioning thing where if someone's talking, it automatically puts the text in there. It looks good. So I got to give JP props. It's one of the best things that's been on the show in quite a while. New elements to the show.
Well, here's the thing is that we've always not been told, but just we need to do always been said that we need to do a better job with social media. Mm-hmm. But to us, that just means post more. I have no idea that there's a whole thing that you need to do with your videos that makes them better to consume.
No,
I think that's what's going
on.
We
actually have a leg up because of Kelsey Flame and how.
Yeah, she's a resource.
She is a massive resource, and because she is a TikTok star in her own right, and she's helping her dad run the Junkies Instagram.
Not just run it, but learn what to do. She should come in here and do a seminar for Odyssey.
She really
That'd
should.
Be kind of silly.
No, and, she should.
And Lindsey John's been asking to do the Instagram. But I'm like at this point, I'm like,
we have a professional.
You're not going to be as good as Kelsey. You're going to muck it up.
Yeah.
And JP. And I got to give JP credit. He's learned how to do this stuff himself. He's not just having her do it all. JP's coming here every day saying, I downloaded this app. I'm working on this. I like this aspect. That. What do you watch?
JP,
it looks good.
Like, JP is like a 22-year-old. Compared to us.
And he's not just plugging it nonstop on the show like he was doing that one day.
Do you know how to do all the stuff that he's doing?
No. No. Right. That's why our social media has stunk for a long time is because
we're old.
We never learned how to do it. Right. And that is definitely on us. We should have done a better job. But the Junkies Instagram is definitely worth a follow if you like the show. Mm-hmm. And it's original content. Like he's doing behind the scenes stuff.
Yes, I noticed that he had me cut a behind the scenes video.
Yeah, he was doing those with Mike and Michael Mayer and me all week.
And then the graphics, he's doing a great job with graphics.
Yeah. Are you jealous of all the attention that Michael Mayer got while you were out?
Was he getting, you don't what do you mean he know? Was getting a lot of attention?
He was a fan favorite.
Explain the attention to me.
So Michael Mayer, if you guys didn't listen that much on the show this week, he's worked here for about a month. He's an Ashburn kid. He's 23 years old.
That's so young.
Super, super positive kid.
Yes,
right?
I will say.
Love sports.
My experiences with Michael is that he's super positive, and you could have the worst show in the world, but to him it would be A-plus content.
So, but what Mike did, and he didn't do this, you know, on purpose, really, because this is the way he is. The way he behaves, the junkies took a liking to him because not only is he super positive, he's got his own bit. He's always using his own lingo. And
I know we talked about that last week, didn't we? Well, he has a young, youthful.
Well, what he was doing
lingo.
He was using it on the show.
Oh,
and so the junkies were mesmerized.
Give me an example.
He said he was on the Friday parlay. He said this fight was going to be a cheeky fight. And then I kind of joned on him. Said you don't know what cheeky means. And then they start talking to him more, and he's just using all this lingo, and he goes, I just kind of make stuff up and see what flies in it, see what people say.
Okay.
He's an intriguing guy, but he's super into radio. He's super into sports. EB's kind of clueless, though, because EB kept saying, what are you, like, AWOD? You're not going to get any girls because you like sports, right?
It literally didn't
make any sense.
That made zero sense. Michael is a very engaging, smart, is handsome dude.
Yeah, good-looking guy.
Yeah, radio hasn't ruined him yet.
Well, EB tried this week. But what Michael... So he kept comparing Michael to AWOD.
Well, why is he doing that?
Because he thinks... This is how... just out of the game that EB is, because he's been married for 30 years. He thinks now, if you like sports, you can't get women. Okay? Which is stupid because all the junkies like sports.
Yes.
And they all like women.
Right.
Okay? And so he goes...
every husband out there...
I know, this is literally the dumbest argument. He goes, so what, do you talk to girls about sports all the time? If you're this into sports, you're not getting any women. And then Mike was like, okay... Mike is smart enough to know that you don't talk to girls about sports.
Right.
So Mike is going out to Clarendon or wherever he goes all the time.
One Loudon. He's a big One Loudon guy.
He was talking about One Loudon.
All the clubs out at One Loudon.
But he was, and then he was showing the junkies, he was showing us his Snapchat, and his Snapchat game is impressive, and I was a little jealous, and I know Clary's younger than us. He's the same age as Michael. There's no chance that you're as smooth as Mike is on Snapchat.
Hand up, I admit it. I saw it. He's got game.
He's got unbelievable game.
I'm actually jealous
and want to live vicariously through him a little bit.
Explain Snapchat game. What's he doing?
Okay, so everyone says that no one uses Snapchat, right?
Okay.
They're all using Snapchat. I need to reinvest my stock portfolio all back into Snapchat because it is definitely not going away.
Nope.
So... He was hyping up his streaks, and it reminded me of NBA Jam, because he says when you have a 3-day streak with somebody as a conversation, like a DM back and forth, you get the on fire emoji next to you.
Yeah, I know about the streaks.
He told me that he has 90 on fire conversations. Okay.
this guy's a maniac.
So then he said, I go, what's your longest conversation? Like how many days in a row? And he said, like 1,300 days or something. I don't know, over 1,000 days. Yeah. I thought it was like his best friend.
That's years.
No. He showed me who he was talking to. This girl was a 9 out of 10. Maybe a 10. Okay, beautiful. Look like she's from Ibiza or something.
Exotic look to her.
Very exotic look. And I don't know if he's, I'm assuming he's sleeping with these girls. I don't know. I'm sure he's not wasting his time being in the friend zone. But
he doesn't seem like Ryan.
I felt for the, not for the first time, but for the first time in a while, I felt, damn, I'm old, and I wish this was around when I was young. Because nobody aged 35 to 40 or above is on Snapchat. They're all 20, I guess 18 to 25 probably.
It's a younger guy thing.
Now, are you chatting, like, how many, do you have any fireball streaks?
I got nothing. I got no streaks.
You get, like, a big diamond streak or something if you reach a certain threshold.
I don't know.
It's like
is that a turn-on to women his age, though?
No, you don't understand. He's just getting on the app in the morning saying,
good morning,
hey,
babe.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, good morning. Next thing you know, he's on his phone. Yeah, all
day
long.
That's part of his daily routine after breakfast. I'm going to send out all my Snapchat good mornings.
It's a thing, though. Like, I'm telling you, Michael Maher's got game.
Maher is the one that the Stallion never told us.
All right. Whoa. No. Drab's going to say something false here.
Hold on.
You know what I found out?
Oh, this is a bombshell.
What I found out when we did the show a week or two ago that the Stallion was talking about the girl from the Locked On Nats podcast?
Yeah, his Richmond connection.
And he was wooing her over DMs and he got her phone number. Yeah.
Talking puck.
I found out Michael Mayer was his ghostwriter.
Before
he got the phone number, Mike was the one saying, hey, type this out, send this will get it.
Whoa.
Okay.
And he did not mention that one time.
I did not. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. He wrote one message out and he was the one to tell me to take the leap of faith and ask for the phone number, which I did, and it was successful. Wrote that message out. I will be very honest.
There's a lot of people.
You're not being honest. You got caught.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of people. He should have his own symposium around this office.
He really should, right?
He's got game. I'll tell you that. It worked.
I'm telling you, he could fix AWOD.
Oh. Wouldn't that be embarrassing for Adam, though?
Yeah, of course. But Adam's above embarrassment. He should be at this point.
Hey, but that's exactly what we told you to do, though, about being friend-zoned.
Well, I haven't responded to her.
I'm done. I'm checked out.
Yeah. That's
no, I'm going to come back after I lose 50 pounds and I'll ask her if she wants to sit on the glass.
He said he's waiting for him to appear on the Locked On Caps podcast as a special guest host. And then he thinks that she's going to reach back out to him.
She'll triple text me. Yeah. I'm sure of it. She's coming back.
I don't know.
She'll come back maybe if. Hey, you know what you should do is, why don't you ask Michael how to get back in the game? Because I bet you he has a great answer for you.
But then again, I have to be a big boy. I have to do this myself.
No, you don't.
I dug myself this hole, now I got to get out of here.
You're Michael.
Yes, I know. I am very capable of getting myself out of this hole, and I will do it. Maybe not with her, but with someone else. I'm done with her.
Hey, so...
Mike, it's not like he's just a normal looking guy. Maybe
he's a normal looking dude.
Yeah. He is, yeah.
It's not like he's the most handsome man on the planet.
No, he's not a Ken doll.
Yeah. he's just a regular aspirin kid.
Also, he knows the game.
He knows the game.
Mm-hmm. And if you know the game, you don't need to have the best jumper.
You know how?
Yeah. You can still get your buckets.
He was showing me these pictures. We talked a little bit about it on the show.
This sounds kind of creepy. You're sitting there over his shoulder going, hey, Mike, why don't you show me some of these smoke shows?
He only showed me a picture of that one girl. But I will admit, I do find it interesting that...
How is he meeting these women?
He's just got out of college, so he knows most of these girls from college. So he's keeping in touch.
Where did he go to college?
Radford.
Yeah.
He's not a smart man, right? He's not a smart guy.
No.
But he had this whole thing. I didn't know Radford was that close to Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
but close.
Everyone from Radford
goes over to Tech.
Tech.
Yeah. So that's what he was telling me. He's friends with all these Tech girls. And he even had a mustache and a mullet in college.
That's very Radford-like.
But he was still getting girls, he said.
But down there, mustache and mullet plays well.
It does.
Yeah.
That's why he's a genius. He's a chameleon because he doesn't have it up here. But it wouldn't play well up here.
Here's what I also kind of liked him a little bit is that he told me, he said something on the air, and then he asked me if he could cut it out of the podcast. Now, I want to get your guys' thoughts on this.
Okay.
He said it was something about EB asking him about how many girls he's with.
Okay.
All right. Now, do you think he told me that he goes, can I take this out of the podcast because I don't want it to seem like I'm bragging having sex with all these girls?
Okay.
Or do you think that on the air, he just got swept up in the moment and lied about how many girls he's been with or that he's a ladies man and all this stuff and he doesn't want his boys to call him out?
What was his answer?
I don't remember exactly, but it was something about EB asking him, like, his conquest and like, or and he something goes, like that.
I do well.
Yeah, he said, like I do very well, you know. Which, again, I don't know if he's closed the deal with any of these girls. I just know that he's talking to hot girls on Snapchat
Mike doesn't stretch... I don't find him to be a person who stretches the truth that much. He seems like an honest, straightforward, straight shooter to me. And now, today's day and age, you know, back in radio, back in 2005, you said you were a poon hound. That was a turn on almost to win. Right? Nowadays, you can't say that.
Oh, why? The Me Too movement?
That, and then it looks like you're... You got that dog in you. Right. Girls don't like when you got that dog in you.
All right. What does it say about me that I like?
You know what it is? You're turning into a mini EB. We've been around Eric. We've been around Eric so long.
But I don't have any interest in talking to these girls.
No, yeah, I know.
But I'm just saying, I get a kick. Yes, I get a kick out of it, because as Eric likes to say, watching him work his magic.
Yes. Because we all wish we were in his shoes at some point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We were still young and had our pick of the litter, could do whatever we wanted almost.
Now, I will say I feel less creepy when I do it with Michael. And I'm not asking for details. I just like to know
what's going on in the life.
You like the skinny.
Well, also, you got to keep in mind. And sometimes Drab's explaining it to everyone because he doesn't want people to think that he's a creep, which he's not.
Yes.
Drab, what he's doing is he's mining for on-air content.
That is also true. That's also very true.
I know you're doing. You're mining for...
And sometimes those get crossed where my on-air brain is now infiltrated my off-air brain. Yeah.
Like when he's asking Lindsey John about his prom.
And I'm asking him...
Who's bumping and grinding with each other at prom. He doesn't care about the dance. He's trying to figure out if it's going to be funny on air.
Drab, when I was filling in for you a couple weeks ago, Drab goes on air, he turns on his mic and he goes, yeah, someone at this office hooked up with a 65-year-old and it was me. So I go on air, I'm like, it was me, Drab, you just here calling me out.
It does get a little weird sometimes when I'm asking Lindsey John to pull up the girls in his high school Instagram. And I feel a little uncomfortable, but he'll say, which girl, he goes, he'll say, I like one of the girls in this photo, which will you rank them cutest to ugliest?
I swear, I've never heard the word visco come out of Drab's mouth before. Until Lindsey John got here.
I know you know about visco, girl.
Come on.
No, don't play coy with me.
I go, visco? Drab's reciting me what it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We got a lot
Drab's
more to get
visco
to.
Boy.
Visco boy. EB says he's done with junkies lingo, and Valdez is hyping up adults living in dorm rooms. We'll tell you more when we come back.
Welcome back to Bit Season. As Drab mentioned before we went to break, he says, just cut that out. No, I'll just go pick it up. Drab said before we came back from break that EB is officially out on junkies lingo. He said that on Wednesday's show. I wanted to get your take on that. Do you think he's embarrassed of how he's talking since it is kind of sophomoric?
Well, of course, but I don't believe what he's saying.
He's
not out on junkies lingo. He loves the junkies lingo. He uses it just as much as anybody. And he was just bragging 3 days ago, maybe while Valdez was out, that he's the one that Pat did, hey, silly, and hey, nanny. And he was high-fiving people of how proud he was. And then a day later, he says he's out on junkies lingo. I don't even remember why. Why did it come up?
Was it the Adele?
Maybe that's what
Adele.
Hey, is she gonna be called Adele forever on the show now?
This is why I don't understand. She got hot. Now she picks the worst name in the world.
I know. It's gonna be JP. Every time someone says Adele, JP's gonna go
Adele. I think Eric goes through this kind of phase almost once a year. All right, it's like a lunar eclipse. It comes around where somebody says something stupid, Well, it's not stupid, but like if JP calls it a Toro, a JC or something like that, yeah. he just gets secondhand embarrassment. Mm-hmm. And then he starts this charge of he's canning junkies lingo. But what he doesn't understand is junkies lingo is what put that roof over his head.
I know. he knows that. He knows that for sure.
That's how the bread's buttered.
It's all part of being in the boys club. If you guys do want to be in on the Jay-Z Toro thing, it's so stupid. Because we mentioned that only four people know what that means. JC Toro is a listener, longtime listener of the show. He goes by JC United on Twitter. But his real name is JC Toro. He's a friend of mine. He's a really nice guy. I love him. But if you're wondering what that all is,
four people who know.
I don't think Stallion even knows.
I don't know
who JC Toro is.
But I think that's
good friend of John DePompas.
Maybe sometimes. I don't know. Have you ever been told that you sound stupid when you talk in junkies lingo?
No.
Are you even talking in junkies lingo outside the show?
Yeah. Well, I'd say my main word that I use is seist. That's really hard for me to break from when I'm talking to family members or because for me, seist is so ingrained to just say good, something good, or I'm excited that it just comes out. I know, like I say it all the time to my brother. He has no idea what I'm talking about.
I used to use it all the time in my vernacular, everyday vernacular, but I don't catch myself using it that much. Or maybe I'm around so many people that when I do use it, that they understand what I mean. Like no one's ever saying, huh, what are you saying?
But you're also going to talk different around different people. And you use different cadence around different people. Like Stallion and his boys, they have, I'm sure, from when they grew up together, In Annandale, they have like their same lingo, yeah. The same. They talk certain ways. I have the same thing with my friends who use the same jokes or whatever.
I will say, if I'm golfing with Wacky Jackie and I hit a silly drive, I'm going to say that's a silly. Right. That will never change.
he's not done with the junkies lingo. Either is anybody on the show.
I'm just happy that. We got on the tangent, and I love when they do this, where Eric is completely sure that the poker community stole the word donkey, stole the word donkey from the show.
Well, donkey, it always, here's what one of the things that annoys me, it might be my tilt of the week, is when people hear the word donkey, right, being used, they think that they owe something to the junkies for it. And when donkey has been around for a long time, calling people a donkey, not just, I heard it before I moved here about the junkies. The junkies may have used it more than anyone else
popularized.
Here. Popularized. But donkey is not in the same category as nubs and size and Richie and silly. That's its own thing. Yeah. Okay. Donkey, you have to kind of let go a little bit. In my opinion, because it's used in other communities. So,
do you have a favorite junkieism?
Rickshop. Whatever happened to Rickshop?
I don't know. Rickshop has gone the way of the dodo.
I'd say sized.
Sized.
I always love sized.
Sized is a good one.
It doesn't make any sense. Lurch's friend.
No. Here's. Not Lurch's friend. Blue Shorts and Othello came up with size.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, maybe it was Lurch's friend came up with Rickshop. I think that's what it was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But there was a thing where Jason was going around saying his neighbor came up with like the phrasing of sized.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And Othello and Blue Shorts, that was an inside joke between them. I don't know what about, but they kept saying it, and it finally bled over to the junkies.
Because Brett heard it.
Brett heard it, or I heard it, and then they started using it. And then it caught on. People don't know
that. I'm going to have to fact check you on that one, Valdez. I'm not quite sure. Maybe you're right.
Put a Twitter fact check on it.
I do know that Othello and Blue Shorts used to talk like that all the time, so perhaps that's where it came from.
But it's still my favorite. I'm willing to bet that that's where it came from. I wish they would bring back Benito Santiago.
That is also a favorite of mine because Benito Santiago is my favorite baseball player of all time. No, we have enough old references on the Junkies. We don't need to relate to Marlins catchers from 1993.
Padres catchers.
Yeah. Right. Why? What's your favorite besides that? Which one you use the most?
I would probably say sized. I guess sized for size.
Yeah. Do you know that Michael Mayer told me last week that he didn't know anything about the Junkies when he started here? Mike didn't. Okay. You know, knew very little. He said we were talking about some of his lingos, and then I started telling him I said Junkies have their own lingo. I said,
When was this?
Last week.
Oh, okay. Last week. Okay.
And so then I told him, I said, they say silly all the time. And he goes, oh, yeah. My friend's group and I, we were saying silly. I started saying that to them. I used throwing that around for a while.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
And so I said.
He planted his flag.
Yes. He tried to claim silly. I've never checked someone so fast in my life. I said, whoa, young man. I said, you may have been using silly, but you heard that from the Junkies. You didn't come up with that. You didn't. That's not your cheeky phrase or, you know. He came here one morning with Krispy Kreme donuts, and he goes, "Why don't you start?" He goes, "Don't wait, Drab. Go ahead and start dogging these." I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He's using all kinds of weird crap. I'm not going to let him think for a second that he came up with silly.
there's no chance. Yeah. That's a weird flag to plant. Wait, I'm trying to think. He does have some weird lingo too. What was the? Am I just? I feel old because I mentioned this last time. What is something city boy? He said city boys down. Something like that.
I don't know.
I don't know what
city
that
boy.
Means. I don't know what city that boy? Means. I don't know what that means, but it sounded cool when he said it.
City boy is basically just like your prototypical Chad, like you know, like a frat boy, like city boy. It's like a meme. If you guys have seen it, come across on Twitter. You'll know what I mean.
Can we start using City Boy?
You could use City Boy. Like someone who I would use, I would say, I would say JP Flame is a City Boy. like, which is a good thing. Like, you want to be a City Boy.
Is there a Country Boy?
Country Boy would probably be Cakes.
Oh, there is a Country Boy.
Well, no, that's not a thing. But like, if we were going to make it up, then like, I would probably align it with Cakes. He seems a little country.
So what exactly is a city boy? Because if you say a Brad and a Chad, JP doesn't seem like a Brad and a Chad. And,
okay, so. You're right on
I don't
that.
Know. He grew up playing polo.
So
Clary looks like a city boy because he's got that.
He does. He has.
You got that southern swoop.
That's
a bad thing.
your hair looks parted. You look like a young Dan Quayle.
Pluto.
Your haircut always does mystify me a little bit.
Is it a good haircut or a bad haircut?
You have a senator's haircut.
Yeah, it's a bad haircut.
It is.
Okay.
No. Look. I don't want to be mean.
Just be mean.
You look like you're a frat boy from South Carolina or something from like 10 years ago.
I know. He's always like, tells me that every week.
You got an Eli Manning haircut.
It looks like you're tailgating at the Grove.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. I like my hair. I got some thick hair.
I know. I'm jealous. You got great hair.
The color of it is great. It's like an auburn hue, light brown.
Hey, and
it looks
dirty
blonde.
Great.
Compared to your super pale skin, you have Kristen Stewart Twilight skin, and your hair looks great against it.
It's your look. I think it looks good. I'm not saying it looks. It's a bad. It's not a bad haircut or anything like that.
But
it looks like you're going to do our taxes.
It doesn't. To me, it doesn't fit your personality.
And because I get you're it. Like a wild. You're kind of like a wild guy.
Yeah, you're not
a wild card.
You're not a southern gentleman.
I'm not. So I don't know. Everyone always joking on my haircut. Like Grant used to say, I used to look like I'm wearing a football helmet.
Well, that's just your big head.
But I don't know. Everyone jones on my haircut.
Hey, no, it's good to have your own look. in around here. You don't want to look like everybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Right? So I like that. I look like that I look stick like out.
Clark Gable and Gone with the Wind.
So many.
That's fine. All right. Valdez, you've been hyping up this adult dorm room.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why this interests you so much. I don't know if it's the saving money thing or just being back like you're living in college again with the boys.
Of course. The best year of your life is when you're living in the dorm rooms.
I will say the best year of my life was my freshman year at ASU.
Yes. Was my freshman year
your freshman year, Stallion? Or you lived at home your freshman year?
I was at community college.
Yeah, right. You got to throw Stallion.
Hey, your freshman year driving to class.
At 8 a.m. every day.
Were they not the best year of your life?
Yeah, but that's because I liked my roommate and my suite mates.
I know, but here, this is what I, this is number right, one.
Explain this to me. What right, are people
so,
doing?
So there's a housing crisis going on, yeah. Believe it or not. The interest rates are through the roof. There's not enough inventory for people to buy.
Rent's too expensive.
And it's too expensive. Everything's getting too expensive. Mm-hmm. Wages aren't going up the way that the
as high as inflation is.
Yes. And this is a great economics class for you, Stein. But so in order to save money, people are kind of housing together. They're having roommates. The way the New York Times
but
is branding
this. All 20-something-year-old bros live together?
Yeah, but it's not just all 20-something people doing this.
Oh, okay.
All right, there's some 30-year-olds doing this now. Mm. And the way that the New York Times is branding this is adult dorm rooms are making a comeback. And I think
that honestly sounds miserable.
And yeah. I think this is a great PR campaign to talk to the millennials out there. All right. There's 30 something millennials. And this is the way to get them to save money is by branding. Instead of having a roommate, you call it an adult dorm room. And I think this is how we're going to get back to the best year of our life.
All right. What? But are
make
you,
freshmen great again. That should be their slogan.
Are they living with friends or are they just random people?
Well, sometimes you can do it with friends, but other times if, you know, you have friends who are married and have kids and have a house already. Mm-hmm. But this is just for the single loner out there. Or,
but don't you want to take a girl back to your place and not introduce your roommate and all that? That's in a twin bed right next to you.
Put a sock on the door. that's how you get away with it, Drab.
What about the moldy showers? Okay. You get little flip flops in there.
All right. I say that boosted my immune system.
Why? So, who is this only happening in New York, or is it happening everywhere?
I think it's happening in metropolitan areas.
Okay,
and then it could expand to different cities. City boys down. Mm. All right, but I know you are not into this.
Well, I am into lonerism. If that's a word, right? Okay. I love playing video games and being left alone. Right.
Okay. There's nothing more
than having no responsibilities.
More dorm room life than lonerism.
Right.
Playing video games your entire day.
Yeah. that's what I aim for.
All right. Eating Cheetos.
Right.
Microwave.
Yeah. Hot Pockets.
You eat 10 Hot Pockets and lose weight. I'm all for this nostalgia of having a random roommate. You remember when you met your first roommate?
Of course, I remember our first phone call.
Yeah,
Tommy
Wilson. Don't you want a phone call with a stranger you're about to live with for a year?
Tell me about who was you roomed with Naveed Chowdhury.
I did for a little bit. Before him, I roomed with an African fella named Afemi.
Afemi, but how come you didn't room? You're from Maryland. How come you didn't room with a friend?
Because my friends weren't smart enough to go to Maryland.
Oh, you didn't know none of your friends from high school went to Maryland.
I had a female friend who went to Maryland, but she was on the lacrosse team.
Oh, okay. So you weren't going to live with a female.
Yeah, so I wasn't living with her. But my guy friends, none of them went
they
to
went,
Maryland.
They went to Towson.
Yeah. All right, you made a bad choice. Yeah.
Stallion, do you ever feel like you missed out?
Yeah.
I do all the time.
Now, here's what,
all the time.
You did miss out.
I did.
There's no getting around it. You missed out.
I missed
out. It's actually one of the most important years of your life.
And people will disagree with this. First, two things. A, you got to go to college. Not for...
Yeah. To be honest with you...
To get the degree.
To be honest with you, you don't have to go to college to learn how to do finance. You need to go to college to learn how to have fun.
Learn how to be an adult. Learn how to socialize. But... if you miss,
it's basically day camp with classes,
and this is mean or maybe uninformed, but if you go to a community college your first year or two, you might as well just not go to a 4-year college, because the most important year is your freshman year and living in the dorm with the broskies.
It's true.
Okay. You show up at a 4-year campus when you're 22 years old.
Yeah.
Like, what, you're not going to get the experience.
Yeah.
It's great for your education.
Yeah, the only time they're going to talk to you is when they need brunettes.
Yeah. The freshman year, you have to go as a freshman. And then you can fail out. But it's actually better that way.
I will say I regret it so much that I didn't go. Because I could have gone to VCU, but I wanted to go to JMU, and they waitlisted me, and then they denied my ass. So I was too dumb.
My wife went to GMU. She has no fond college memories.
Exactly.
Nothing.
I got nothing either.
And she went there as a freshman and had roommates, but it's the GMU experience that we all know. But... living in that dorm the freshman year, meeting all the new people.
Managing your meal plan.
That's why the freshman year, one of the reasons it was so great, is the abundance of points on your meal plan. Okay. I remember at ASU, it was done semester by semester.
Yep.
And I mismanaged it, or I don't know what I did. I didn't realize that I had so many points until December 1st.
What's funny is you should see people down there selling their meal plan points like it's crack cocaine in front of the eatery.
Let me tell you something real quick before and then you tell. I tried to, you know how I'm always obsessed with being friends with black guys.
Okay. I will say, Drad tries extra hard.
Okay. Especially one of my younger days.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a friend of mine, a guy that I had my eyes on. His name was Mike Ross. 6'7", cornrows. This is 2001. Okay. And was trying out to walk on the ASU basketball team. And I tried to buy his friendship with all my maroon and gold points. Okay, so Mike was a couple of years older than me, and he didn't have the meal plan. So after class every day, I'd tell Mike that I'd buy him a tuna sub, and we'd walk to the deli together, and I'd buy him a foot long sub every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday after Spanish class, because I wanted to be friends with him.
You're basically a young Rom. Because the guy can touch the rim.
Mike, after that semester, Mike became one of my best friends at ASU, and we still talk to this day. And I bought him his friendship with all those tuna subs.
Can't you splurge for some chicken salad? Yeah. When I would, what's the way that devout Jewish people have their food prepared? What's that called?
Keys.
No. Remember, it needs to be blessed before that.
By a rabbi?
Yeah, by a rabbi before. Yeah.
Kosher?
Yeah, kosher. Okay. Yes. So I had my senior year or junior year, I had two devout Jewish roommates.
Orthodox?
Not Orthodox, but they're from Israel.
Okay.
And all of their food needed to be kosher. And on campus at the University of Maryland, they had the halal house.
All right.
That's where you would go to get your sandwiches, get your dinner. So it was all prepared this kosher way. The meat never commingled with any of the other stuff that we're eating. I was going to say normal, but everyone's normal. But you know, the regular food. So what would happen is the halal house was like 2 miles away from our dorm.
Jeez.
All right. That thing was a hike. Maryland's campus was humongous.
Mm-hmm.
So what they would do is they would stock up. All right, they would just have a big bag, and they would carry Reuben's back. They'd carry turkey sandwiches, subs. They just basically have
food for the week.
Food for the week, almost. Uh-huh. It's almost like they're grocery shopping for the week because they don't have a car.
Right,
they can't get to their food.
Now, do you have to be part of the Jewish college community to get into this place?
I think you do. I think you need a certain type of meal plan.
Right, I got you.
All right, and then they would stock it up in the fridge. And then old college Matt Valdez would come home from Cornerstone.
Santa Fe.
He'd have a you need to eat something. Stomach was a little light.
Uh-huh.
All right, I need to put some Alfredo in my tummy. Okay. And I used to go in their fridge drunk and eat all their blessed food. All right. And they'd be starving. They'd be so hungry for the week and they'd be so bitter that they got to go walk back to the halal house and go get another turkey sandwich. And I say, I don't know.
Why did they just tell you not to eat their food?
I'm so stupid back then. And I go, I don't know, but this kosher food always tastes so much better than our regular food. And he goes, that's because you had 20 beers. Yeah, probably right.
Of course.
That's a great story.
This food's a blessing to my hunger right now.
Yeah. I love the days of having free points and just going ham on those meals in the cafeteria. Or
oh, yeah.
Belgium waffles. Saturdays and Sundays were so clutch. You wake up at noon on a Sunday, butt hungover, go get some Belgian waffles. Oh. And just endless meal.
Yeah. They don't make food like that anymore. It was all so tasty.
I'm sure it tasted terrible.
Well, it was tasty.
But we didn't know
us.
Better.
Yeah, we're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The glory days. Yeah, freshman year of college, best year of my life.
Best year of my life. I say this all the time. Our freshman floor, as one podcast host, it has the World Series of Poker winner, Greg Merson.
Oh, wow. Floor.
Mm. We have five doctors on our floor. I mean,
we didn't have a lot of doctors on my floor at ASU.
I second that.
They had a bunch of boob inspectors.
There you go.
Did I tell you, have I told this story before? Another slip and slide?
I don't know. I don't think so. It doesn't ring a bell.
Our floor, we will always go down in history.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Ellicott 8, where we found a tarp. Sitting outside the dumpster of the chemistry building. Probably had so many chemicals on it. Covered in mercury, probably. All right. And we thought it was smart that we were going to take the tarp and we set it up the entire 8th floor. And we got so much dishwashing soap. And
down those tiny aisles?
Yep. And then we set up a slip aside where we taped it up so no water got into people's rooms.
Smart.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Five doctors. They thought of it. And we put the soap down, and we were sliding down the hallway. And then our RA, we woke up the RA, hooting and hollering.
Okay.
All right. Sean was his name. And he opens the door, and he had this look on his face. And he looked left, and he looked right, and then he goes, I can't even complain. That's pretty cool.
did he take a ride down?
He took a ride.
There you go.
Yeah.
I should have been an RA.
No, oh, you wouldn't have had any fun.
No, there's no fun. Too stressful.
Well, you gotta be the
I don't remember voice our, of reason. RA being in our business all the time. I think he knew we had alcohol all the time.
He would knock on your door and just say, keep it down.
Right.
Something like that. Did you ever take the doors off of your closet and use them as a beer pong table?
No.
You know, you needed to have the same freshman life I did.
I had a great freshman life. I told you, we used to watch the guy down the hall and masturbate through the window all the time.
That sounds great. All right.
Yeah. Clary, I feel bad.
Yeah.
You missed out.
I did, and I regret it so much.
What do you miss most?
He doesn't know what he missed.
Oh. Exactly. But then that, if I got into JMU, I know I would have been so silly.
The endless sex.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That would have changed too much. But you know what? Here's one thing I take away from it. My freshman year.
The hallway streaking.
Okay. All that stuff I missed. But I got a job here. I started in the industry young. I don't need to go to WGMU radio. They didn't even accept me, but guess what? WJFK did.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, you know,
whatever helped you sleep at night.
Yeah. Do you know at WMUC, that was the Terps radio station.
Yeah.
I used to rip off Don and Mike.
So did Chad Dukes.
Okay. He made a career out of it.
Of course.
Where I used to call Bentley's and ask to talk to their drunkest patron. You know the radio bit? On St. Patrick's Day, they call a bar in Ireland and they ask to talk to their drunkest guy. I used to do that Thursday nights at 10 o'clock.
That's a great Don and Mike bet.
That is a great bet.
All right, let's head out on that. Thank you guys for listening. Wait, a lot of fun this week.
Wait till you hear my honk for cash on Route 1.
Did you play their phone sound effect?
On Elvis Day instead.
Yeah. All right, guys. All right. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Be well. Take care.